Welcome back. Last call. Benjamin Albright, Joe Morgan here with you. 94.1 FM, 96.9 Boulder, AM 1550 on the Front Range and streaming live at milehighsports.com. Jake, whatever you got, I got it.
Yes. Thanks, Ben.
What you need.
Whatever you're doing tonight, Jake, I like it.
He is. Jake always plays the good music, man. We can't say that enough.
Well, really, you know, there are occasions when Jake...
I'm not perfect.
That one, like, Limp Bizkit Tuesday he tried to do, that was not cool. Not cool, Jake.
Got to throw in some Fred Durst every once in a
while. That was not cool. Right.
He likes to throw in the curveballs.
He got quoted that one time, I think, in one of the magazines where he's like, all I want to do is make timeless music. And then underneath it was, like, Fred Durst on the one thing money can't buy. So anyway, if you want these Nuggets tickets, we got Nuggets Jazz tickets for you for tomorrow night, 7 p.m. tip at the Pepsi Center. All you got to do is call the Incredible Wine and Spirits Hotline, 303-297-1510, and Jake will put you in the drawing for those at the end of the show. Right now, we have on the Incredible Wine and Spirits Hotline, though, Matt Harmon. He puts out an interesting infographic. It's one I find fascinating, and I really haven't, I probably haven't told him how fascinating I find it. So I guess he's hearing this for the first time. And I really find it fascinating. I think it's a really useful tool in determining, you know, what where a particular wide receiver wins in a given offense. But Matt is a writer at footballguys.com. He created Reception Perception, which we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. Also, thebackyardbanter.com and Optimum Scouting. Matt, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you having me on and breaking the news to me for the first time that you like the Reception Perception so much.
Well, I'm stingy with my praise, I guess, on Twitter. It's to keep up the Twitter persona, but I am a big fan of it, and I wanted to have you on because I want to have the people of Denver here have this explained to them. What exactly is Reception Perception? And then I guess I want to know what birthed the idea for you to come up with this infographic for these individual receivers.
Okay, so Reception Perception started last offseason is when I first debuted the methodology, and it's essentially just the most in-depth way I think you can go about evaluating a wide receiver. I pretty much come up with, I like to call it a quantitative representation for the qualitative reality of what a receiver does on the field. So I go into just pretty much charting everything that a receiver does. And for a season scope, I try to do an 8-game sample because, I mean, I'm only one man. I can't chart literally every play for every receiver in the NFL. And some of the college prospects that I do. So I think an 8-game sample gives you a pretty good idea of what a receiver does, who they are, what they're asked to do in their offense. And there's just, I mean, everything that you could imagine that you want to get some information on a receiver, like how often they beat man coverage, how often they beat zone coverage, how often they win a contested catch, which routes they're most productive on, which routes they run most frequently. I mean, everything is charted and presented in a way that I think is pleasing to the eye, you know, and it's not an overload of information. So I essentially had been developing the project since I started writing about football and started, you know, watching a lot of tape and everything. And when I finally felt it was good enough, that's when I came out with the pieces last offseason and have continued through until now.
Now, for the listeners at home, you only do this right now, I think, for the collegiate athletes that are moving toward the NFL draft and not for actual NFL receivers at this point. Is that correct?
Well, actually, it started out as strictly an NFL tool because you have to pretty much have all 22 tape to be able to chart all the routes. I mean, it's pretty impossible to gauge if a receiver is running deep on a post or a corner, even if you don't have the all 22 tape. So actually, it's more used to develop a sense for NFL receivers rather than college receivers. I've just been sprinkling in prospects whenever I could get my hands on some tape for them. So, and that's just started this off season. And so actually I would say it's a little bit of the opposite where I'm more so focused on NFL receivers.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this real quick then. I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you, but I got into a little debate with a notorious Miami Dolphins beat writer, Omar Kelly, who claims that Mike Wallace is an elite receiver in the NFL right now. And I said, he's more of a one trick pony akin to Torrey Smith. By the Reception Perception numbers, about how many what percentage would you say of 9 route or fly patterns does Mike Wallace run?
I will say I haven't charted Wallace's 2014 sample yet, but just some of the single game things that I looked at for this year, it's a pretty high percentage of 9 routes or fly routes, like you said. Typically, over a whole season scope, what I've noticed is that the nine route percentages are usually in the teens, but Wallace's are higher, obviously. Like you said, more so in the 20s to, you know, maybe even low 30%, depending on the game. So the plan for reception perception is to have every receiver charted for this season and then all seasons going forward. And I could talk about that a little bit more later. But, yeah, Wallace is one of the higher go route percentage receivers in the league. So I would say you're probably closer to the truth than Mr. Kelly is.
Matt, this is Joe Morgan. Appreciate you coming on. This is some really interesting stuff. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it because you're throwing out all these numbers and stuff. This is Ben's bread and butter, so he knows all this kind of stuff. I guess my question is just kind of bouncing off what Ben said there. As far as the fly routes, do we look at that negatively? Because I know that's what Ben and I were talking about off air. I know you're charting it, but is that stuff that you think is perceived as negative in the NFL, and do you?
Well, it all depends, because if you're looking at a guy who is really good at that, then I don't think it's a negative. And I think that, you know, Ben kind of said when we were leading off that it's about finding out where a receiver wins. And if they do win on those go routes, I'll give you an example. I finished charting Devin Smith, the Ohio State receiver, a few weeks ago, and I'm planning to run a post on him pretty soon. His percentage of nine routes, and obviously this is in the college game, is very high. It's in the, I believe it's like in the 28% range, but his success rate on those nine routes is in the 90% range. So he runs a lot of nine routes. That's what he's asked to do, but he's really good at it. So I don't think that you should view that as a negative in that case. So it's more about how they're used rather than what they can or cannot do. Because then, again, for Smith, I think he's a good player on other sort of routes as well. But why wouldn't you ask? Why wouldn't you ask him to do the thing that he's best at?
Right. And I also, what interests me is, how do you kind of look at, if you see all these guys coming from college, and obviously I would assume they're running less amounts of different types of routes than the NFL. How does that translate then to the NFL? How are you going to NFL guys and saying, you know, this is the routes that they run, and it basically because they're going to run different routes in the NFL. So what's the advantage then for these NFL guys in looking at all these stats from college?
Well, I think that, you're right. You don't see college receivers running as many like dig or out routes. That's one that I've rarely charted for. Even Amari Cooper he's seen as a very pro-ready, pro-style receiver. He doesn't even run a lot of digs or outs. And I think that you have to look at traits as a route runner. I mentioned Smith. I see a lot of subtle nuances in some of the routes that he runs. Again, like small flashes, but you see some things that kind of lend you to think that he could be a complete receiver. And then for NFL guys, I mean, it depends on the team. And I think this is what you're asking. It depends on the team, like what they're asked to do, what the system is, and honestly who the quarterback is. Because, you know, if you have a quarterback with a weaker arm or doesn't anticipate well, you're going to have him run different routes than as opposed to a guy that's more complete quarterback. I think that's
what you're asking. That is what I was asking, is just to kind of look at the routes that a college football player runs and to see where we think, based on what we saw from college, where we thought he can fit in with, you know, what an offense in the NFL.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So I think it just depends on this is something I'm coming around to with wide receivers. I think a lot of what you're going to ask them to do and whether they're going to be successful or not in the league, honestly, is if they're paired up with a quarterback and an offensive coordinator that knows is able to utilize their skills best.
Once again, we're talking with Matt Harmon. You can find him on Twitter at @MattHarmon_BYB. I think one of the brilliant things about this for me is how subtly, how the genius in subtlety here. It's not an over-the-top complicated spreadsheet. It's something, it's a simple infographic that the layman can get, but has so much information that, that NFL guys would want to see this. Have you been approached by anybody like that? I know, obviously, former Broncos general manager Ted Sundquist follows you on Twitter. Have you been approached by NFL guys, you know, looking at this data? Hey, what are ways we can use, you know, find ways to apply this to our game planning?
No, I haven't yet. And I mean, that would definitely be something I'm interested in doing if anyone ever wants to work with me in that way. Actually, you know, reception perception is still pretty new. So people are kind of still catching on. At least that's my hope. Actually, I plan on, like I've mentioned, I plan on releasing an annual publication of pretty much every wide receiver's numbers from, this will be the first year that I do it, and it's going to come out sometime in the summer. Once I have a more firm release date, then that would be helpful. But, you know, it's the first year, so I don't know how long it's going to take. But I'll pretty much have a sample for almost every wide receiver that you can imagine. So I'm hoping that once that comes out and I'm able to, you know, disperse that over the summer, that people, you know, if anyone is interested in that, then that would be a conversation starting point.
How would you, how are you going to be releasing that? Are you going to look at it maybe, is it going to be print or digital medium or anything like that?
Yeah, the hope is that I'll have like a PDF or an ebook available, and I'll run that through my site, which you mentioned on the top is thebackyardbanter.com. So there's a preview page up for it now, kind of showing you exactly what you're going to get. And then I'll be posting little sort of kind of teaser posts, because, you know, that's what you're supposed to do, I guess, when you're selling something is you're supposed to promote it. But yeah, so that it'll go through my site and it'll be like in an ebook fashion. And this year I'm kind of as a thank you to people that have followed me so far, and just as a promotional asset, it's going to be for free this year, just so people know what they're getting themselves into. Then in future years we can, you know, revisit that.
Well, when that comes out, we're going to have to pick up a couple copies here and maybe give those away as gifts to our listeners. So you know, we'll keep you in touch on that, definitely.
Matt, have you seen any trends just in this year, like, you know, throughout 17 weeks of football? Did routes kind of go a certain way, or did they stay pretty similar to what they were at the beginning of the year with kind of just the wide receivers across the board?
You know, on a player-by-player basis, I was surprised at how much it doesn't change. Some of these receivers, I would chart their first games and then just put the information into my spreadsheet or into the route percentage charts, and I'd be surprised at how often they would stay the same. And especially a perfect example, not an NFL receiver, but Amari Cooper, when I first did his charts, I actually ended up getting a fifth game to add to the sample. And it was just funny how the numbers didn't really change at all. The percentages of, you know, contested catch rates or, you know, how often he ran a slant route. It didn't change at all. And that kind of, I guess, shows you that, you know, these receivers don't really change on a week-to-week basis. They are essentially asked to do the same thing because, again, going back to this is what they're good at, this is how they win. You're smart coaching, you ask your players to do what they do best. And so that's a good question that nobody has asked me before. And yeah, they do tend to stay the same.
Once again, we're talking with Matt Harmon, and you can find him at MattHarmon_BYB on Twitter and TheBackyardBanter.com. Also, a friend of mine, Eric Galco, who runs Optimum Scouting. Matt, I believe you're doing some work for them as well.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I scouted the Mountain West Conference this year right out in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
I scouted them this year for Optimum Scouting, and I'm working on a few other prospects. I'm actually finishing some of my reports tonight for our draft guide.
Okay, let me ask you one real quick. We're getting close to the buzzer here, up against the heartbreak, but I do want to ask you about this. Did you chart Dominic Roofran out of Wyoming at all?
Well, I don't have any all 22 film on him, but I am familiar with him as a prospect. I've definitely looked over him a little bit.
Okay, we had him on the show a little bit. I was going to have you see if you give us any insight to his game. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago, so.
Oh yeah, he's an interesting player. I don't know if I would say he's a guy that's going to contribute to the NFL right away. Maybe he takes some time in an auxiliary league or something like that. But he's definitely got some interesting attributes. Was one guy that I marked off in the preseason to keep an eye out for this year. There are definitely a lot of interesting receivers in the Mountain West, actually, that I've enjoyed scouting.
That's have you taken a look at Hollywood Higgins out of Colorado State at all? Obviously, he's not eligible for this draft yet, but just out of curiosity, I don't know if you'd seen him with Garrett Grayson throwing to him.
Oh, absolutely. Very interesting player that's, you know, it just seems like every year we're getting more and more of an influx of just talented wide receivers from the college ranks coming to the pros, and I think Higgins will be one that definitely intrigues people next year. He's, you know, very fast, very effortless in the open field. So I'm excited to see how he does this coming season.
Okay, Matt. Well, hey, thanks for joining us. We are up against it. This has been Matt Harmon. You can find him on Twitter at MattHarmon_BYB from footballguys.com, optimumscouting.com, thebackyardbanner.com. Matt, I really appreciate it. And I'm going to have to get your take on the routes those llamas run when we get a chance.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really
absolutely, brother. Anytime.
Thanks a lot.
You are listening to Last Call. Benjamin Albright, Joe Morgan. We're going to have David Martin from RockMusicReview.com up next. We're going to have him for two segments. We will be back right after we pay some bills.
Sweating through another barn burner at your team's bar?
Sure am.
Wish you had some ice-cold refreshment?
You bet.
Then Coors Light may be right for you. Could result in meeting new people, epic fist bumps, epic forearm bumps, epic or chest bumps, touchdown dancing, break dancing, line dancing, dancing like nobody's watching, awesome refreshment, refreshment for the win, and one-of-a-kind Rocky Mountain cold refreshment. Ask your bartender for Coors Light today.
Definitely.
When cold refreshment calls, Coors Light answers. Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company.